Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I would imagine a lot of you are getting ready for work right now, trying to pick out the perfect pantsuit for the day.
Uh-huh.
Katie's got a fashion hack, I guess.
The wrong shoe theory. It's pretty awesome.
The wrong shoe?
Yeah, that was coined by a celebrity stylist. So what it came from is she was looking at her client who wore sneakers almost every day because she was a busy city mom, right? And so she noticed that her client would always start with her shoes and then build up from there. And she would always do sneakers because she kind of just felt like that's what her vibe was. But then her outfit, it always matched that like sporty kind of sneaker equals sporty look.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So because she started with the sneakers, everything always looked like it matched the sneakers. So she looked at that and she's like, wait a minute, how do you actually want to dress? And that's where she realized that sporty wasn't the goal with her client. It was just comfort. And because she's a city mom and walking a lot, she wanted to have that sneaker. And then the outfit just kind of reflected that. So they switched things up. And what they did was they started the outfit first. So then you're building the outfit and then you choose a shoe that adds an unexpected contrast. So it's the wrong shoe, but it looks unexpected and cool.
But somehow it
works. Yeah, exactly.
And I look fabulous.
It has completely changed the game when it comes to fashion.
I like this.
And it said the addition of the sneakers. So if you have like a chic look,
sneaks,
right?
Bro.
Like a pantsuit, but then you have the sneakers along with it. It makes the sneakers look like they are the choice, like an intentional styling decision. And that looks more genuine to your style. But
it's
you're just
very
sneakers
much
with it.
Like the dudes now who rock the suits. You're going to a fancy event or whatever, and then you throw on a really bright white pair of Nikes, and somehow it looks really good.
Absolutely.
Or you throw some Jordans on or something with your suit, and you're like, damn, this, I could pull this off.
The
this works.
The J's with the suit is so money. And that's kind of the heart of this whole theory. It's like, choose a shoe that adds an unexpected contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make the outfit feel more thoughtful and present. So,
I love being thoughtful and present.
I know you do.
Like, that's on my vision board.
When I saw wrong shoe theory, I was like,
Jer, this is it.
Oh my gosh,
like, I've taken a Sharpie or a dry erase and wrote that on my mirror in the in the bathroom.
Wrong shoe theory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thoughtful and present.
So smart.
And then I draw a heart around it.
Yes. You matter. And then you, like, the thing is, if you want to try this, you probably already own everything you need to try the wrong shoe theory instead of buying a whole wardrobe. So that's what people love about it too. It's like, I already have everything I need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dig out those Vans from the back corner of your closet and throw them on today just for
Vans
funsies.
With an evening dress. Go do it.
Oh, yeah.
Go do it.
Flip-flops with a tuxedo.
You're welcome.
Where does it end. I've gone through a couple big milestones with my kids this summer and the start of the school year. You know, we got one who's leaving elementary school, going to middle, one leaving middle, going into high school.
Both at the same time.
Same year, right? That's a big move for parents.
It is.
My son started driving, and, you know, we were talking about that on the air the other day, and I started crying like a baby because he's growing up so fast. And I cried like a baby again yesterday.
Oh, no. What happened?
We took my daughter over to the middle school because it was like the day that they get their schedule, their locker combination. They can drop off their supplies. They go walk their schedule, walk the halls, you know?
Yes.
Katie.
I bet you bawled like a baby.
Well, first things first, the observations of these kids coming back from summer to school, especially in middle school, it is so funny to see the height differences of all these kids in that age group.
Yeah,
you got some kids that are, you know, 5 foot tall, and then you got other kids over here that are about a foot tall.
And babies.
Sad day for them. They got the upper locker, and they cannot see the little dial at all. There was a couple poor kids there that were so small, they were like trying to jump up to get their locker open. It was really quite sad. I laughed, though. And
laughed
speaking
at that child.
Of the lockers, it was kind of cute watching all these kids, including my daughter, who live in a fully digital world right now, trying to figure out how the combo lockers work, you know?
Oh, I
right,
still
left,
remember,
right. Right, left, right.
You get the one number, and then you go all the way around for the second number.
That's
and
right.
Then back to the third
and
number.
Trying to teach them about that when they are just used to, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 on their phone and boom, you're in.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Never turned a dial in their
they
life, have
they?
They
have never used an analog locker in their life.
Oh, no.
And my sweet little daughter, I made her do it. She was getting so sick of me because it took her a while.
I'm sure.
Catch on and how to do it. And so we'd go walk her schedule. I'll go, you know, go back to the locker, do it 2 or 3 more times. And she's like, ugh. I was like, do it. Because you're
going
to be under
her.
A time crunch when you're changing classes. And I just want you to know how to do it. So she must have opened and closed her locker probably 75 times yesterday.
It's like the wax on, wax off scene in Karate Kid.
Yes, but you know what? She got it down. Yeah. She can do it with her eyes closed now. So I was very proud of her. But yeah, there was a moment when we were walking around. I'm going to try not to cry now. When we walked into the cafeteria, and it was so, you know, it's so big. It's way bigger than an elementary school cafeteria, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she stood there, and she was standing there, and I got this picture of her just kind of standing there, like, taking it all in and looking at the ceiling. And I lost it.
It's when
right
you
there.
Started to cry.
And nobody noticed. I just was like, I mean, I lost it. I was like, my little girl is, like, moving on.
Yeah, that's your baby.
And I had tears like rolling down my face. And I wasn't loud crying. It was just like, you know, you well up, you know.
Yeah.
And I looked over at Nicole and she said, don't. And then boom, she started just gushing.
I'm sure.
And we were trying to hide it from the kids. And then I'm like, oh my God, who am I going to run into in the halls here now? And I've got bright red eyes and I'm like, everything's wet. But it's just, you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a moment, man.
And
I had a
like,
moment yesterday.
You know, when they graduate from high school, like when they go to college, all those things. I mean, it hits you like that every time. You think that maybe you're used to it. You're going to be prepared
this time.
You expect it coming. But every time, at least for me, I just completely lose it because you're right. It's a moment in time that you just realize they're not going to be with you forever.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. It really sets in. I mean, it hits you like
this
is like
the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Life is moving forward.
And
you
this
know?
Is a real person, a real like with real feelings and beliefs and hopes and dreams. And it's just
and like this is a whole new huge experience moving from elementary to middle school. This is a big deal now, you know. And
it's
I'm just
heavy.
Like. Woo,
but it's a
man,
good heavy.
It hit me.
Right? You're so happy also.
It's a good heavy.
Because you're like, oh, you're doing all the things I wanted you to. This is exactly what we've been training for you to move on to the next moment.
Right.
So it's like, there's so many feelings involved in it. And I think that's why people become overwhelmed because it's just like, I don't know what this is. I'm just going to cry.
You know, I'm trying to be, you know, big tough dad and everything.
Yeah.
And man, it's... not a chance in hell. So I expect it to happen again when we go up to the high school and do some stuff for, you know, back to school night and stuff there for my son. But
you better be careful. Those high school kids will push you down and beat
you
up.
They will shove me down.
They will. Like,
whose dad is that?
Who's his dad crying?
Kick
God,
his ass.
Get him.
Nicole did hold it together pretty darn well, though. I was really impressed because she is definitely a very sentimental mom.
Yeah.
But when we walked out the front doors... of the middle school to head out. That's when she was like, I held it in for so long and now I can't.
Yeah.
So she was out front with snot running down her face.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
That's the thing though, you can totally give some kind of, you know, people out there are listening, going through the same exact thing right
now
with their
kids.
So
I feel
you. Exactly. Like strength in numbers.
That's
everybody,
right.
One big hug.
Parents unite.
That's all right,
they're growing up so fast.